This is your Glacier Markets Farm report. This is the MarketsFarm.com afternoon show, broadcast number 186 for Tuesday, December 13th. I'm Phil Frantz-Workington. ICE futures canola contracts were stronger Tuesday as gains in outside markets provided support. Canola up 3.2, nearly $5. January up 3.30 at $876 per ton. Chicago soy oil, European rapeseed, and Malaysian palm oil futures were all up on the day, pulling canola higher as well. Weakness in the U.S. dollar was supportive for many commodities, but the resulting strength in the Canadian dollar, up about a half cent, did temper the upside in the canola market to some extent. Canola had failed to follow soy oil higher yesterday. That caused crush margins to widen back out after narrowing in recent days. In the U.S., soybean, corn, and wheat futures are all higher as the weaker U.S. dollar made exports more attractive to global buyers. Soybeans up 19 cents in the January contract at $14.79 per bushel. The USDA announced private export sales this morning of 140,000 tons of soybeans to unknown destinations. While Argentina saw some moisture over the past weekend, the rains weren't enough to seriously alter the drought conditions in the country, and forecasts call for more hot and dry weather going forward. Corn, it is narrowly mixed at the final bell, edging below unchanged in the March contract, down a half cent at 653.5 per bushel. Gains in crude oil did provide support for the ethanol-linked corn market throughout the day, as did the declining production estimates out of Ukraine and the weather concerns in Argentina. However, the dryness in Argentina could see some intended soybean acres shift into corn instead. Mexican and U.S. officials are set to meet later this week to discuss a looming import ban in Mexico on genetically modified corn. Wheat ending mixed. Minneapolis and Kansas City wheat contracts higher, while Chicago soft wheat turning lower late in the day. Chicago wheat down 4 cents in the March contract at 7.50¾ per bushel. Kansas City, it's up 3 cents in the March contract at 8.65 per bushel. And Minneapolis spring wheat up 4 cents in the March contract at 9.20 per bushel. Russia's ag ministry is now placing this year's wheat crop there at 80 to 85 million tons, down from an earlier forecast of 91 million. Reports out of France show winter wheat area running slightly ahead of last year's level. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Tuesday, December 13th. In Winnipeg, for MarketsFarm.com, I'm Phil Frantz-Workington.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.